Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recording and in other devices, Shabbat blessing everyone on this Shabbat, April 4th, 2026. This is our review of our part 4, which is the final part of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment. In our lesson 31. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. And we are going to try to help our dear brother with the tiny tot hymn to our theme. So dear brother, if you need us to be able to help out, we are here by God's grace. It's entitled The Judgment Has Set.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day? When every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decision to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal, when from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask any of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, to open our review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Good blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days that we greatly do all thy words, and the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect us as we do learn new things or learn things that we do in the review. Please protect me and the little things that me and my sister write down, and every little one who likes to jot down important things that we don't know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We will be keeping everyone that are going through any kind of affliction by God's grace. Welcome, little one, and our guests. We are going to review our lesson in a toddler's section. So let's have a listening ear. This is our part 4 and final of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment in the toddler's book, The Story of Jesus. And now, dear brother, if you need help, we are right here in the name of Jesus.
All right, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the following books, Revelation and Luke. The opening scripture is taken from Revelation 3:5. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now, he's not talking about the second coming there. He's talking about judgment. When the second coming happens, he'll say when it happens, and everybody will know it. Luke 21, 33 and 34. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. You won't be aware of it. Luke 21:35 and 36. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Lord has promised to protect his own in the bad times that are before us. Christ declares, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3:3. Today, men still take up with eating and drinking, planting and building, marrying and giving in marriage. Merchants are still buying and selling. Men are contending for the highest place. Pleasure lovers are crowding the theaters, horse races, and gambling hells or gambling joints, casinos. Everywhere excitement prevails, yet the day of probation is fast closing. That's what people like, is excitement. And the door of mercy is soon to shut forever. Christ's coming won't be exciting, it'll be solemn. For us were spoken the Savior's words of warning. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Always keep Jesus and his coming uppermost in your minds. And that was found in Luke 21:34. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man, Luke 21:36. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 181 and 182, I believe. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have a new chapter, and it's also the last of our book, The Story of Jesus, and this one is entitled The Home of the Saved, a Nathaniel Todd lesson book. Before we go, I'm going to share a scripture song. And this scripture song tells us what we are going to be doing during the time with all these things that are supposed to come upon the earth, and what we should hold on true, which is Christ Jesus. And this one is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 35. 37 to 39, and this was taken from the scripture song singers in the section God's Love.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we are going to do the review. We're going to ask our dear brother if you are able to do the review with us, dear brother. Otherwise, you can be able to tell us when you need the help.
Okay. Number one, what does Christ declare if we don't watch?
The answer to number one is, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
That's right. Did you ever have a thief break into your house? Middle of the night, they don't tell you when they're coming. All right, and number two, while everywhere excitement prevails, what is happening in heaven?
The answer to number two is, the day of salvation is fast closing. The door of mercy is soon to be shut forever.
That's right. Right now, we can say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And he'll say, okay. But the time will come when he won't be there to be able to do that. That's when we call the end of probation. Number three, what is the warning our Savior gives us in Luke 21:34?
The answer to number three is, take heed to yourselves so that they come upon you unawares. Unaware.
Take heed to yourselves so that day come upon you. There should be a knot in there somewhere. But anyway, the bonus question is, watch ye therefore and pray always? That's a good one. And your answer?
The answer to the bonus question is, to be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Accounted worthy. That doesn't mean we are worthy. That means he just calls us worthy, says, you're worthy. We can't say that about ourselves. We'll never be worthy. But Christ can account us worthy. He says, you're worthy. And that makes all the difference in the world. Thank you for taking part.
And remember, dear ones, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before him wanting? Oh, with our sins all washed away. We are going to ask any of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even the little ones or guests to be able to open the family review with prayer. May you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us as we'll be learning reveal from last time. Please protect the people who are here and people who are not here, and people who are listening to the recordings, and the people who are listening on the laptops, the phones, the iPads, or the TV, or the recordings. Please protect the people that didn't get to make it. Please protect everybody that's here, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is time for Tiny Tap parents to review what they have learned from their lesson last Sabbath in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topics, Moments of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, we will go over part one of our sixth topic, which is the last one as well, from last Sabbath, nature segment, entitled walking, and water. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sad questions, everyone. Here's our review from last study from the Amazon Bible, but we'll be reading about the spiritual lessons before the nature lessons. This is our review of our topic, Mountains of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lessons, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature study review of Lesson 10 entitled Walking on Water. Our opening scripture is taken from Psalm 89:9. It reads, Thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. And Matthew 14:32-33 says, When there come to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And here our memory verse for day is Song of Solomon 4:8. It reads, Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana. From the top of Shemir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the lepers. It says above the picture, Jesus walking on the water to help Peter. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. And the character qualities of the entire study is thankfulness versus ingratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. Our nature segment of six topics, which is also our final topic review, six, lion cubs. The calm. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Matthew 14:32-33. No sooner had Jesus taken his place in the boat than the wind ceased, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. The night of horror was succeeded by the light of dawn. The disciples and others who also were on board bowed at the feet of Jesus with thankful hearts, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Here in the reminder, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores be money of your lessons. Two, as a disciple, acknowledge Jesus' authority, so it is important for children to recognize their parents' authority. They can do this by obeying their commands, expressing their thankfulness to them. Three, help mother or take care of little brother or sister. Remember how others help the lion mother care for her cubs. Four, pay attention when father or mother teaches you how to garden or cook, even as cubs learn how to get food by their mother's teaching. And over here we read, people need to learn how to be unafraid of waters or other people. In Revelation 17, an angel explained that waters represent peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Spoken in Revelation 17:15 in the Great Controversy, page 439, paragraph 3. It says below again, waters as symbols of peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Great Controversy, page 1911, page 440. Here, reinforce activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, find pictures of baby mammals to put on the bulletin board, especially lion cubs. Three, for individual activities, stories of poems, use the booklet and tell children's wild activities, stories, and poems for this quarter. Four, stay your memory verse. Remarkable care food. This was the only interview that Jesus had with many of the believers after his resurrection. He came and spoke to them, saying, All power is given unto me, in heaven and in earth. The disciples had worshipped him before he spoke, but his words, falling from lips that had been frozen in death, thrilled them with peculiar power. He was now their risen Savior. Many of them had seen him exercise his power in healing sick, controlling satanic agents. They believed that he possessed power to set up his kingdom at Jerusalem, power to quell all opposition, power over the elements of nature. He had stilled the angry waters. He had walked upon the white-crested billows. He had raised the dead to life. Now he declared that all power is given to him. His words carried the minds of his hearers above earthly and temporal things to the heavenly and eternal. They were lifted to the highest conception of his dignity and glory. The Desire, page 819. Here, over here, it says, lion-like characteristics. He says to read these verses is to discover some character traits of lions. You may think of more to add to this list. Oh, one is, they are one, Genesis 49:9, two, Numbers 23:24, three, Numbers 24:9, four, Deuteronomy 33:20, Psalm 7:2, 5, Judges 14:18, 6, 2 Samuel 17:10, 7, Job 10:16, 8, Psalm 17:12, 9, Psalm 22:13, 10, Proverbs 19:12, 11, Proverbs 18:1, 12, Ezekiel 19:6. Which character traits could relate to God or his people, and which relate to Satan and his evil angels? Put a G or an S, put a G or an S at the end of each answer. This portrait is for the older children. And he says on the side, Jesus Christ, right, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and Satan, the roaring lion. That'll be a fun activity for you to do. We have come to the end of our lesson 10, Walking on Water. And here we read these lessons again if you have a chance. One, up a mountain to pray. Two, toiling for naught. Three, the watcher. Four, come. Five, walking with Jesus. Six, the calm. Next up, family and brethren will be learning about another family. Well, it'll be FBL year 2, quarter 4, lesson 11, Faith in Canaan. And the next family we'll be learning about is the bear. And these other six lessons we'll be learning from. Lesson 1, mammals of prey, bears. 2, a bear's body. 3, a bear's lifestyle. 4, a bear's cub. 5, the habits of the bear. 6, the bear family. Let's learn more and review about the two main character qualities of part 1 of Last Sabbath. The Holy Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy to the Law and the Testament, day 20. A character quality of our lesson. 1, thankfulness, and the 2 main character qualities, 2, obedience, and 3, patience. Thankfulness is scripture and spirit of prophecy. 1 Chronicles 16:34, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thankfulness, Child Guidance, page 146-9, chapter 27, cheerfulness and thankfulness. Cultivate Mystery of Human, page 419. Encourage you to express to God. Fundamentals on Christian Education, page 457. Express to God for blessings received, the desire of age 348. Express your freely. Testimonies of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. Danielson F. A Monument of Some Bible Commentary, page 1012. See also appreciation. In obedience to Scripture and Spirit prophecy, Hebrews 5:8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered, Romans 16:26. But now is made manifest by the Scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all for the obedience of faith. Okay. The child is not obtained by holding that child. Greek. Child guidance, page 76. Children should be required to render child guidance, page 216. At early age, child guidance, page 82. Before they are old enough to reason, counsel to parents and teachers, page 111. Education, page 287. Children should form habits of at home. Counsel to parents and teachers, page 150. Christ accepts nothing short of the desire of ages, page 523. Christ gives men power to render, Testimonies of Christ, page 70. Christ never compels man to render, Testimonies of the Church, volume 3, page 457. Christ renders to every requirement of God's law, Christ's object lesson, page 312. Christ accepted in behalf of repentant sinner, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 372. Christ's life of maintaining claims of God's law, Desire of Ages, page 309. Child's reason should be enlisted on the side of Education, page 287. Children should be taught, Child Guidance, page 79. Home, Counsels to Parents and Teachers, page 107. Babyhood, Child Guidance, page 82, and My Life Today, page 164. Children should render to parents and teachers, Education, pages 287 to 80. And finally, patience in Scripture and Spirit prophecy. 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Romans 8:25. For if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for us. Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Supplement. Affliction need not mean forfeiting. Heavenly places, page 246, paragraph 6. Child of God served by, that I may know him, page 186, paragraph 2. Child of God will reveal in heavenly places, page 365, paragraph 2. Christ always shows. Reflecting Christ, page 37, paragraph 4. Gives his, if we ask for it. Thy may open, page 53, paragraph 5. Guides over mountain heights of faith to live by, page 249, paragraph 3. And the heart brings under trial. Reflecting Christ, page 59, paragraph 4. Christ's example of as trial. Thy may open, page 139, paragraph 2. Or hear from these pictures, we see. No sooner had Jesus taken his place in the boat than the wind ceased. Immediately the ship was at the land where they went. The night of horror was deceived by the light of dawn. Again, and again, says what the disciples said, it as they bowed to themselves, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. This you more about our six topic flying cross. Here from physical characteristics of lion cubs, When you picture a lion cub, the image that likely springs to mind is that of a small, fluffy creature with curious eyes and infectious spirit. Indeed, lion cubs possess a unique charm that's hard to resist. Their appearance, lion cubs are born with a light brown coat dotted with faint spots and stripes. These markings, reminiscent of a leopard's or cheetah's coat, aid in camouflage, helping the cubs blend seamlessly into their surroundings. As they grow, these markings begin to fade, although some may still be faintly visible during their adolescence. Size and weight. At birth, a lion cub typically weighs between 2 to 4 pounds. They might seem incredibly delicate and small, but they grow rapidly. By the age of 6 months, they can weigh up to 40 pounds. By their first birthday, baby cubs will cross the 100-pound mark. Information from the www.explorationjunkie.com/lioncub. Continue, physical characteristics of lion cubs. Comparison to adult lions. While lion cubs are without a doubt a miniature version of their adult counterparts, there are notable differences. Apart from the obvious size distinction and the fading spots, cubs also have a less pronounced mane for males. And their teeth, while sharp, are still developing and aren't as formidable as the adults. As they grow, their features will mature, and they'll begin to exhibit the strong, muscular build characteristic of adult lions. What do baby lions eat? The evolution of their diet. Understanding the dietary progression of a lion cub is key to understanding its growth and development. First weeks of their lives. For the initial weeks of their lives, lion cubs rely solely on their mother's milk for nutrition. The introduction to meat. Around the age of 2 months, cubs are introduced to meat, often in the form of regurgitated food from their mother, small pieces from a hill. The hunting participation. As they approach their first year, cubs begin to participate in hunts with the pride. Although they were mostly observers, they gradually learned to eat from a kill, understand the hierarchy of eating, where dominant members eat first. Adolescent diet. By their second year, the cubs, now more like adolescents, are proficient hunters and eat a diet primarily consisting of fresh kills, from antelopes to wildebeest and zebra. Newborn cubs from birth. As birth approaches, the lioness leaves the pride and seeks out a secluded spot with dense vegetation. This isolation serves as protection. Newborn cubs are completely helpless, flying for their first week and vulnerable to predators and to rival male lions who might kill cubs they didn't father. By hiding in thick cover, the mother reduces the chance that other animals will find her litter. She doesn't disappear entirely, though. The lioness still interacts with her pride during this period and may stay relatively nearby. The degree of isolation varies. Others who give birth around the same time sometimes care for their cubs together in a shared denning area, which offers extra protection and allows the female to take turns hunting. Information from scienceandsight.org/how-to-lions-make-babies-from-mane-to-cubs. Litter size and early size in early life. A lioness typically gives birth to 1 to 4 cubs per litter, with 2 or 3 being the most common. The cubs weigh about 1 to 2 kilograms at birth, roughly 2 to 4 pounds, are covered in spotted fur that gradually fades as they grow. Their eyes open within the first 2 weeks and they begin walking shortly after. For the first several weeks, the mother nurses her cubs in seclusion and moves them between hiding spots to avoid detection. Cubs are introduced to the rest of the pride when they're around 4 to 8 weeks old. Though this timing varies considerably, once integrated, cubs may nurse from other lactating females in the pride, not just their own mother. This communal nursing is one of the features that makes lion social structure unique among big cats. Cubs depend on the life of the African lion cubs. Cubs depend on their mother's milk for the first 6 to 7 months. Though they start nibbling on meat each brought back from kennels at around 3 months, they won't be capable hunters themselves until they're over a year old. And young lions typically stay with the pride for 2 to 3 years. Males eventually push out by the dominant males must find or fight for their own pride, while females often remain the pride they were born into for life. Why cub survival is so difficult? Despite the intensity of the mating process and the mother's protective instincts, cub mortality is high. Estimates suggest that only about 40 to 50% of lion cubs survive their first year. The biggest threats are starvation during food shortages, predation by hyenas or leopards, and infanticide by new males. When a rival male takes over a pride by defeating the resident male, he will often kill existing cubs. This brings the females back into estrus, sooner, allowing him to father his own offspring. This harsh reality is part of why lions mate so frequently and why lions sit on the side often synchronize their breeding. Raising cubs in a group with multiple mothers watching over a combined litter significantly boosts the chances that at least some cubs survive to adulthood. Here is this child says lion cubs. How does this lion carry her cubs? With her mouth. Same goes for the male a lot. Yes, it goes for Mr. Lion. Okay. Lion cubs in a unique environment. From Kenya, from Samburu, the national park. In this area region, lions adapt to solitary lives due to scarce prey. Lion cubs here become independent hunters as early as 3 months old. The Asiatic lion cub, found in Gur National Park, India, Asiatic lion cubs face unique challenges due to their limited habitat and human-wildlife conflict. Some fascinating facts about lion cubs. One, they have blue eyes. Lion cubs are born with striking blue eyes, which change to amber or brown as they mature. Two, they have spotted coats. The spots on a lion cub of coat fade by adulthood, but help camouflage them as infants. And three, sound. Even young cubs can join in the pride that conquer roars for high-pitched mews and squeaks. The four, speaky baby. Lion cubs, like adults, spend up to 20 hours a day sleeping or resting. Liberation from baby lions, a journey to the life of lion cubs. In conclusion, the life of a lion cub is a story of resilience, learning, and growth. From their first timid steps to their eventual roles as pride leaders or solitary kings, lion cubs embody the raw beauty and power of nature. By understanding and protecting these vulnerable lions, we ensure the legacy of these majestic creatures continues to inspire generations to come. Our referencing of our lesson, Mammals of the Bible, review taken from Child Guides, Chapter 27, Cheerfulness and Thankfulness. Margin. Children are attracted by a cheerful, sunny demeanor. Show them kindness and courtesy, and they'll master the spirit toward you and toward one another. Educate the soul to cheerfulness, to thankfulness, and to the expression of gratitude to God for the great love wherewith he hath loved us. Christian cheerfulness is the very beauty of holiness. Speak pleasant, cheery words. Pleasant, cheery words cost no more than unpleasant, booty words. Do you dislike to have harsh words spoken to you? Remember that when you speak such words, others feel a sharp sting. Parents, bring practical godliness into the home. Angels are not attracted to a home where discord reigns. Educate your children to speak words that will bring sunshine and joy. Encourage a happy frame of mind. If there is anyone who should be continually grateful, it is the Christian. If there is anyone who enjoys happiness, even in this life, it is the faithful follower of Jesus Christ. It is the duty of God's children to be cheerful. They should encourage a happy frame of mind. God cannot be glorified by his children living continually under a cloud and casting a shadow wherever they go. The Christian should cast sunshine instead of a shadow. He will bear a fearful countenance. Continuing. Teach children to be grateful. Thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thanksgiving and praise to be expressed to God for temporal blessings and for whatever comforts he bestows upon us. God would have every family that he is preparing to inhabit the eternal mansion and above give glory to him for the rich treasures of his grace. Were children in the home life educated and trained to be grateful to the giver of all good things, we would see an element of heavenly grace manifest in our family. Cheerfulness would be seen in home life, and coming from such homes, the youth would bring a spirit of respect and reverence with them into the schoolroom and into the church. There would be an attendance in the center where God meets with his people, a reverence for all the ordinances of his worship, a grateful praise and thanksgiving would be offered for all the gifts of this prophet. If the word of the Lord were now as strictly carried out as it was when enjoined upon ancient Israel, fathers and mothers would give to their children an example which would be the highest value. Every temporal blessing would be received with gratitude, and every spiritual blessing becomes doubly precious because the perception of each member of the household have become sanctified by the word of truth. The Lord Jesus is very near to those who thus appreciate his gracious gifts, tracing all their good things back to the benevolent, loving, caretaking God, and recognizing him as the great fountain of all comfort, consolation, the inexhaustible source of grace. God guides pages 146 to 149, paragraph 1. Here are three bonus questions. You can find the answers in the Bible, the Desire Readers, or in the lesson book itself. Question one is, what happened after Jesus entered the boat? The answer is in Matthew 14:32. Two, what did the other disciples do? The answer is in Matthew 14:33. And three, what does it mean to be thankful? Our closing hymn for our Torah study is entitled, Must Be the Tie That Binds. And we'll move to see a verse. Follow up. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in bridge to love, the fellowship of kindred mind is life to death above.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our all in prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our want, our comfort and our cares.
We share our mutual woes, our mutual burden bear, and often for each other flow the sympathizing tears.
When we are called to follow, it gives us inward pain. But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. If anyone wants to have closing prayer, request one of the little ones to give closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
And bend our knees and our heart as we go boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Father, in this blessed Sabbath day, we pray especially for all our brethren that are afflicted in body, Father Jesus, mind, and spirit. But even if they are going through any kind of maladies, Father Jesus, I pray that you be with them in a special way, that you give wisdom, Father. That they may be to administer to their body what is necessary for the love, that you may give them peace and comfort and bring them home with some life for our body. We also pray for all the little ones and the parents, Jesus. I pray that you may take the time and go through what it is that is in their heart to be able to learn more of thee. May they keep themselves nearer and more near, Father Jesus, to your presence, and to let them know the love that you have for them, and your caring eyes will always be upon them, Father Jesus. I also pray, dear God, that you be with all the family that will be listening to the recording, and also later, on a later date. I pray also, dear God, that you be with the little ones, and give them, Father Jesus, a time that they can be able to know that you're always in their life, Father, and that they can go boldly to the throne of grace and to open their minds and hearts towards you or one of the things then that they would like to know more about you, Father. Be with every one of us doing this. This sacred hours, Father. I also pray for all our dear brothers that are scattered around the world, especially those that are giving this message a certain sound. Put that hands around your family, Father Jesus, and above their borders, that they need to go, they will go further and to be able to wake up other people in their side, Father Jesus. Thank you for allowing Jasper and I to be able to recover, Father Jesus, from this week. We pray and we thank you for allowing us to be able to be well today, Father. Be with each and every one of us and all the services that are coming ahead. We thank you and we love you. We ask for forgiveness for any sin that we have committed in this body, dear Lord. Known and unknown, conscious or unconscious, feeding the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be with the little ones that we have to talk, you know, and we can be able to lift it from them. I pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will begin a new chapter, which is the last chapter of our toddler's book, entitled The Home of the Saved, and that's toddler's book, The Story of Jesus. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And next Sabbath, it will be April 11, 2026. That will be a chapter 32 in a story of Jesus. May you all have a wonderful Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.